Newsflash. Presidential polls put Hillary Clinton atop all contenders for the White House in 2016. News you can use? Well, let's put that question to Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, now more than 20 months out from the election, what's the predictive value of polling in this race?
Oh, about zero. It's very fascinating, of course, for us to follow these polls. For example, there was a Quinnipiac poll in Pennsylvania that released this week, and as you said, showed Hillary Clinton got 54% of the Democratic vote for the nomination, followed by Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. But at this point, Hillary Clinton hasn't even announced officially that she's running. Joe Biden's probably not likely to be a serious candidate. People don't even know some candidates like, for example, Jim Webb, former senator from Virginia, who might come on strong. So at this point, it's basically name ID. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton has extraordinary name ID, and when you read the list, she wins. On the Republican side, it's a bunch of people, nobody wins, but it's the same idea. A lot of these candidacies are just starting, and we really don't have much feel for what's going to be happening when we're talking at this exact time next year, Dave.
I'm wondering if it's more analogous to the Sports Illustrated cover curse. Looking back at recent elections, is the candidate who's ahead at this juncture necessarily not going to ascend to the White House?
Well, that's a good point. We've looked back in history at early polls, and sometimes they are the winners, the ones who are ahead early, and sometimes they're not. How's that for an ambiguous answer? Hillary Clinton's a good example. 2008, she was leading. She didn't get the nomination. A relatively unknown senator from Illinois, Barack Obama, did. Way back when, Ted Kennedy used to lead at this point in these early primary polls as the Democratic nominee nationally, and he never got the Democratic nomination. So I don't think, as I say, it's very predictive at all. Occasionally, of course, the winner goes on and gets the nomination, but it's just a crapshoot at this point.
I understand we can close the books on 2014 state rankings for President Barack Obama's job approval.
That's right. And they're very, very fascinating differences overall across states. No great shock. If you're listening to this and live in Massachusetts, you had the highest job approval rating for Barack Obama of any state in the union in 2014. And if you're listening to this, not likely, but you could be listening online, right, Dave? In Wyoming, 19% job approval rating for Barack Obama. That was dead last of all of the 50 states for all of 2014.
Did Massachusetts unseat Hawaii for top spot?
Hawaii comes in second at just a smidge behind, followed by Maryland, New York, California. And then, speaking of our local area, here comes New Jersey, about fifth or sixth in the rank, 50% overall job approval rating last year. And remember, his average, Obama's average last year was 42, so to be at 50% was significantly above average. So of our three states locally, New Jersey had the highest job approval rating on average last year for Obama, Delaware a little below that at 47, and then Pennsylvania, as is true in so many other areas, Dave, right at the average. 42% job approval rating in Pennsylvania for Obama last year, the same as the national average.
Does that average ranking for Pennsylvania also apply when you put it against the conservative, moderate to liberal spectrum?
Yes, Pennsylvania comes in a little below average, actually, on net conservative, but of the three states, it's the closest of any that we come up with. Our net conservative rating is the percent who claim to be conservative minus the percent who claim to be liberal. Overall, nationally, that's about 14%. Last year, Pennsylvania came in at 12%. New Jersey was down at 4% net conservative, and Delaware was at 6%. Pennsylvania is the most conservative of the three local states, but a little below the national average and way below the most conservative state in the union, which I can tell you, Dave, was Mississippi.
Let's look at public perceptions about the strength of the economy, principally in our region.
The national economy, as rated by people in our three states in the local area, comes in highest in Delaware. It was negative last year for every state in the union, but Delaware was slightly less negative than New Jersey, and then Pennsylvania, which came in actually a little more negative than average. Let me be a little more specific. Our economic confidence index for last year was minus 14. Now, I should caveat that and say in January, the good news is that's actually risen above that 0 point, so it's getting a lot better. But last year was still pretty negative, and Pennsylvania came in at a minus 21. So on average last year, Pennsylvanians were more negative about the economy than everybody else in the country, and Delaware and New Jersey were slightly more positive.
The aforementioned Delaware is a big draw for veterans, apparently.
Oh, it is. It's very fascinating. It's among the top four states where veterans live. The overall percentage of veterans in Delaware, of adult population, is 17%. How's that for a factoid? The number one state is Hawaii. Over 1 out of 5 residents of Hawaii are veterans. Then Alaska, and then Virginia, and then there comes Delaware, tied with Montana. We can flip it around, Dave, and look at the other side. New Jersey's dead last. Of all 50 states in the union, there are fewer veterans living in New Jersey, just 9%, than any other state in the union, which is interesting. Some of that's age-related. Some of it has to do with taxations, because veterans skew old, and they tend to live in states, let's say like Delaware, that have less onerous tax burdens, and some of it may have to do with politics. Pennsylvania, by the way, again, right at the national average, about 12% of Pennsylvania residents are veterans.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.